Auto Light Dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Jacek.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Jacek Wallet speaking.
What's that?
Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Eager Beaver Legal Eagle, the boys go before the Bar of Justice with Wilmer as a lawyer, and the joint begins to jump. But first, a word from the friendly auto light dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. There's much to be done in the garage this morning, and Skeezix is a little worried because his partner, Wilmer Bobble, has not yet shown up for work. Skeezix is just about to call Wilmer's home. Wait, what's this? Why, Wilmer is driving into the garage in a surplus Army Duck. One of those strange amphibious vehicles which runs like a truck on land and like a boat in water. Furthermore, Wilmer is furious.
Wilmer, where did you get that old Army Duck?
Don't talk to me about minor matters, Skeezix. Oh, boy, am I mad.
Wilmer, if you've been in another one of your big deals and bought that duck...
Skeezix, I'm so mad I could bust a balloon. The nerve of that guy Clancy.
Officer Clancy, what's he done?
I'll show you what he's done here. Here, just take a look at this.
Hey, that looks like a traffic ticket.
Sure, it's a traffic ticket. Just look there. Read what it says. Clancy does this to me.
You are hereby summoned and commanded to appear in traffic court at 10 o'clock Tuesday a.m.
You can bet I'll be there, too, with bells on.
To answer charges of driving the wrong way on Elm Street. Signed, P.J. Clancy, arresting officer.
It'll be ex-officer Clancy when I get through with him. I'll break him. I'll bust him. I'll put in a pound of pavements in a suburb.
All right, Wilmer. Calm down now and let's find out what it's all about.
Well, Clancy gives me this ticket, see, and only because...
Oh, wait a minute. To begin with, where did you get this old Army duck?
Oh, the duck. Well, that's Mr. Miller. He drives people out to the lake in it, then drives it in the water and lets them fish from it.
Well...
What do you mean, well? There's nothing well about it. And when I get through with Clancy...
Wilmer, please, what are you doing with that duck?
Oh, that. Well, Mr. Miller wants us to fix the brakes on it. He called me and asked me to come get it just as I was leaving the house this morning.
Oh, I suppose Mr. Miller knew we worked with amphibious ducks when we were in the Army.
That's it. Uh-huh. So, I'm driving it back here to the garage. See, going down Main Street at about 10 miles per.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Just wait. So, just before I get to Elm on Main, there's this kid on the curb, see, taking pictures with a camera.
Sure, they're all over town. They're in the Daily Clarion Shutterbug Contest.
In the Hooterbug kind of contest, is that, Steve?
The Shutterbug Contest. The Daily Clarion's giving prizes for the best action pictures by kid photographers.
Oh, well, anyway, just then, another kid, see, jumped right in front of the duck. I knew I didn't have much brake, so I swerved on Elm Street.
You didn't hurt the child, did you, Wilmer?
Of course I didn't. But if I hadn't turned off the wrong way on Elm Street, a one-way street, I might have hurt.
I see. And so that's when Clancy arrested you.
He was about a block away. By that time, the kids had disappeared.
But didn't you tell Clancy why you swerved off into Elm Street?
Of course I told him. I told him till I was blue in the face. Oh, that Lord.
Well, what did Clancy say?
What did he say? He said, sure, Wilmer, me bye. And you should be an electric radio with them fairy tales of yours. What won't you lawbreakers think of next?
Oh, well, it's only a minor traffic offense. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, there isn't, huh? Listen, Skeezix, it's the principle of the thing that matters. You know me and principle.
But if the judge says you're guilty, what will you do?
I'll fight it. I'll fight it for every court in the land. The Supreme Court, the World Court, the U.N.
Well, that's going to be a lot more expensive, Wilmer.
What do you mean, expensive?
Well, I mean, lawyers cost money. A lot of money.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
I think you'd better just forget the idea of fighting this, Wilmer.
Oh, sure, and I suppose you want me to apologize to Clancy, too.
Apologize? Apologize for what?
Well, in the heat of the argument, I might have called him a few names. Nothing bad, you know, just things like, well, I told him off plenty.
Well, that's bad. And even with a lawyer, you might lose the case.
Wait a minute, Steve. That's it. I'll do it.
Do what?
I'll read up in some law books and I'll fight my own case.
Oh, I was afraid of something like this. Well, I don't know what I can do, but I'd better try to figure out some way to help you. Otherwise...
What do you mean, help me? I can stand on my own feet. Yeah, and I'll win my own case, too.
All right, Wilmer, but I think there's something I'd better tell you.
Tell me what? Go ahead and tell me.
If you plead guilty, it'll only cost you a $2 fine. But with you in court as your own lawyer...
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Well, unless I can think of some way to help you, you may end up in jail for life.
Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the Eager Beaver Legal Eagle. Well, word was spread that Wilmer was boned up in some law books and intends to fight his own case on a minor traffic charge. This morning, the courtroom is jammed, but Cheezix is not present because Cheezix is still at work in an effort to find something that might help Wilmer out. But Wilmer is waiting his turn now, as Judge Battle says.
That's all. The court finds the defendant guilty and sets fine at $2 and costs. Pay on the way out.
Step down.
Call the next case.
Tinkle versus J. Wilmer Bobble.
Your Honor, if the court please, I object.
And just who are you?
Who, me? Why, I'm J. Wilmer Bobble. I know my rights under the law, and I'm here to fight to see that my client, I mean me, gets justice.
Order! Order! This complaint by Officer Clancy says you were driving the wrong way on Elm Street, a one-way street. How do you wish to...
I object, Your Honor, and I wish to tell a jury...
Mr. Bobble, will you kindly stop that objecting and tell me whether you wish to plead guilty or not guilty?
On behalf of my client, Your Honor, my client being also me, we wish to plead not guilty and ask for a writ of habeas corpus.
You mean habeas...
Well, sure, we like one of them, too.
Order! Order! I guess you're the one I heard rumors about, Mr. Bobble. Do I take it that you are appearing here as your own attorney?
Yes, we are, Your Honor. I mean, yes, I am appearing for both sides. I mean, the lawyer and me, we're both the same guy.
Perhaps I should tell you an old legal maxim, Mr. Bobble. It says that he who appears in court as his own attorney has a fool for a client. Officer Clancy, read the charge.
Yes, Your Honor. Last Tuesday, I stopped the defendant as he was driving the wrong way on Elm Street. A one-way street, mind you. He gave me a whoopity-doo story about some kids. So I gave a ticket.
All right, Mr. Bobble. Now we'll hear your story.
Your Honor, I object on the grounds that the witness is perjured, forsworn, and suborned. Also, the witness is a liar.
It happens, Mr. Bobble, that you are the witness. Now, what happened?
Well, I was coming down Main Street about 10 miles an hour, see, and I was on a duck, see?
A duck? Mr. Bobble, aren't you rather large to go riding around on a duck?
It was a surplus army duck, one of these things that goes on either land or water.
Oh, I see. Go on.
Well, just before I got to Elm Street, there on the curb was this shutter bug.
I see. The duck was hungry, so it ran the wrong way down Elm Street, trying to catch the bug.
And as the duck ran down Elm Street, this... No, Your Honor! A shutter bug's a kid camera fan. He was taking pictures of this other kid, and the other kid jumped in front of the duck. I turned off on Elm to keep from hitting a kid.
That is rather an odd story, Mr. Bubble, but although Officer Clancy says he didn't see any children, I will accept your story if you can produce a witness. Have you got a witness?
You're darn right I've got a witness, Your Honor, and a darn good one, too.
Well, who is your witness?
It's me.
Mr. Bubble, you've taken up enough of this court's time. I find you guilty, and I fine you the sum of $2.
Your Honor, please.
Yes, what is it? Oh, hello, Skeezy.
Hello, Judge Battle. I just got here, Judge, and I've got proof of Wilmer's innocence.
You've got what?
That's right. On a hunch, I went around to the Daily Clarion office. Sure enough, the kid had entered this picture in the Shutterbug contest. Here, I want you and Officer Clancy to look at it.
Hmm? Well, this picture clearly shows the duck swerving onto Elm to avoid hitting the child. Well, Clancy, what have you got to say?
Well, now, all I can do, Your Honor, is apologize to Wilmer. We've been friends a long, long time, and I'm sorry I doubted the lad.
Good. And since this court operates in the interest of justice, this case is dismissed.
Jesus, oh, pal. We did it. We beat him hands down. Come on. Let's go get a chocolate wallet and celebrate. Boy, am I a lawyer.
Oh, Mr. Bubble, just a moment.
You want to discuss some law with me, Judge?
Yes, indeed. A second look at this picture shows clearly that you were driving this duck without a license plate. The court rules you guilty and assesses a fine of $10 in cost.
$10? Oh!
Gasoline Alley friends will return in a moment. Now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now, a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Keezy.
Wilmer, are you sure you know how to fix this old phonograph?
Sure, I'm sure, Steve. There's never been a phonograph I couldn't fix.
It's a very valuable antique, you know.
I know, but look, you just turn this gadget here, see, and then...
You fixed it all right, Wilmer. Only you fixed it so it'll never play again.